So I was at this cheer competition, and it wasn't ballpark food, but it was basically my diet of Dippin' Dots and popcorn.
Oh man.
But that's all they had at this thing. And and alcohol, because I've learned that the cheer parents, the way they get through these competitions is, stopping for a drink in between.
Of course.
And I didn't tell Todd this. So Todd, imagine this, okay? You're going out, you're gonna go to your kid's thing, you're in another city, it's kind of a vacation, you're in a hotel. What is the first thing that Tim and I are looking for before the cheer competition starts? Aside from a bite to eat.
Well, probably where you can get your mimosas.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Exactly accurate, okay?
Yes.
Would have taken a Bloody Mary, too, but I thought mimosa, if they don't serve liquor at certain places, they only do beer and wine, whatever. So we're calling around. This place is closed. That place doesn't open till 11, and it's like 9 in the morning. So we're calling around, and then I think, okay, you know who's going to know is a concierge at a hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I call the concierge. And I say, and it's this Southern guy, and I say, hey, where can we get some mimosas and Bloody Marys sort of right around this neighborhood, near the convention center? And he goes, at this time?
Well,
I said, yes.
You normally drink them.
Right.
I said, it's the morning. I don't have mimosas at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
No.
And it was a Saturday. It wasn't like it was a weekday morning or something.
And
it was 9 in the morning. And I thought there must be a breakfast place that starts brunch early, especially around the hotels and stuff. And he says, maybe Pearly's, but I'm not sure if they are serving right now. And then he goes, sir, it's not even 10 o'clock in the morning.
Shamed you.
Yeah.
He did.
And I was like, listen, okay, you sound very polite. I don't need your polite judgment. Okay.
I know.
So long story short, we never ended up finding that we had to go walk around this way, and the concierge was no good. And we ended up finding one place that did take out mimosas. We could have them out on the sidewalk near the place.
Was the weather good?
It was. Yeah, it was warm.
Good. So that worked out then.
It made me crave summer so much.
Oh, I know.
My God. We were walking around in shorts and T-shirts. It was crazy. Ugh. Yeah. But
Soon.
So got my COVID test, negative. I'm half vaccinated, but that's still under the guidelines. You're still supposed to get tested or quarantined. So I got tested. Yeah. I'm negative. I'm all good.
Good. Yeah. Great.
But it was weird traveling. Man.
I was flying because I'm about to do it on Friday.
No booze.
There is no booze.
So I don't know if this applies to every airline, but I flew American.
Okay.
And American.
That's what I'm flying. Come on.
No, yeah. Someone called that. We were talking about this yesterday. Someone called and said Spirit Airlines is serving,
yes!
but that's because they also.
Yeah,
is that what you're flying?
It's what I'm flying.
No way. Of course it is. It's the cheapest one. Hold on. That should not be shocking.
Yeah.
Spirit Airlines has if the wing falls off, just flap. That's their policy.
It's another engine. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Of course, Tightwad Todd is flying Spirit Airlines.
Yeah.
Look, it's a direct flight to our destination. It's a 4-hour flight, and they're serving. Boom.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
They'll give me a mimosa at 9 in the morning.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, I bet they will.
Yeah, they'll give you a screwdriver at 9 in the morning.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Oh,
and
man.
They'll give you a screwdriver in case the wing falls off.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Right.
Here's a screwdriver and a screwdriver. You figure it out.
God.
That's their safety thing.
Oh, man.
On Spirit, they go, okay, you figure it out. Good luck. Who wants a drink?
Oh, man.
You know what you paid for this. You know what you're getting. Good luck. Buckle up.
Wow.
I know. Spirit is something else. Yeah. I've taken a
Come
few
on.
Spirit.
You're giving it a bad
Please
rap.
Put your seatbelts on. But you know what? If you don't want to, it's on you. It's your life. What do you want to drink? No, that's awesome. That's what I've heard. Spirit is doing the drink. So, okay. So you may be good, Todd. You may be good.
Oh, my God. Nice. Good for you. Maybe by the time I go, American will be serving
they
drinks.
Did, well, you're Change not till next month, and they did say that they plan to. But listen, we got calls yesterday when I mentioned this. Yeah. It's a federal guidelines, federal law, that you cannot bring booze onto a plane and consume it on the plane. You can transport it on the plane, but you cannot consume your own. Yeah, that's what a couple people called, so I assume they're right, because it sounded like they knew what they were talking about.
Right.
They did.
Did they have service? Did they have the cart go up and down?
No.
Nothing.
So the woman came up, and we rang a little bell, the little airplane, which I've never even done before. I don't think I've ever actually...
Everyone looked at you like you were a diva, by the way.
Oh, 100%.
Just for the record.
We pushed it and then hid. We ducked.
Yeah, like, we went,
oh, okay.
Who did that?
Ooh, I didn't think that button would actually work.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So then she comes up, and she was really funny. She comes up, and we hit the little button. We're like...
Oh, my God, look at this.
Hey, can you... And then we say, and we think we're going to sweet talk her as like two,
gay guys. Two gays, yeah.
I always get along very well with flight attendants.
Same.
Whatever it is. You know, yeah. I get along well with flight attendants.
I love a flight attendant.
So she comes over and she goes, man, can I help you? And then she pushed a little thing like, wow, you really use the button, you little jerk.
Right.
And I said, can we get a drink? You know? And we kind of whisper it like,
don't tell.
You don't. Yeah. We could keep this between us.
Right.
You know.
And
she goes. She goes. Well, no. And we were like, let's try this again. Is there anyone else up there?
I speak with your manager.
Yeah. No, she was the one. It was one of the flights where she was the only one. Yeah, running the show herself. But she said, no, that's the policy. And she said, we can't even tell you to bring the drinks with you. You know, that doesn't.
Oh, man.
But she said, but they're going to loosen that soon. And it's, they'll loosen that soon. So hopefully
so they're not
by
giving
the time,
you like a bag of pretzels or anything.
Nothing.
Hold the pretzels. Nada. Give
nothing.
Me the booze.
They had all the sanitizing wipes you can imagine, but they tasted disgusting. So, well, we got desperate. I think if we wring these out, we can feel a little something. That's a joke, by the way.
Yes.
Like that was a joke.
Something to take the edge off.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Good morning. It's The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Oh, yeah. By the way, we went to a drag show, too. One of Tim's first drag shows. And the drag queen hit on me. Like, I got to send you the video.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. She walked in and...
Fight her? Or is that a her or she or...
She hit... Well, you say she when she's in drag.
Okay.
And she liked me. She kept giving me
Tim
the eyes.
Fight her?
Oh, yeah. What?
Did Tim fight her?
No. Tim was excited that it wasn't him being eyed.
Oh, I want to go to a drag show.
It was fun. It was fun. There we are at a drag show. It's me and Tim, right? Who, keep in mind, is a principal. Mm-hmm. We're with one of his teachers, right?
Oh, no way.
And his ex-wife.
Perfect.
That was quite the table.
Yeah.
Quite the table. Quite the table. It was fun, though.